doesn't say.
Subversive music for dangerous times.
You've got to have my brand new book, Demons at Your Doorstep, Book 2, The Book in Hell.
Your host is Mark Bob, transmitter, mixer, radical, lieutenant, uncensored, audio, lips, lecture. Can I get a cent? Pirate, general. Please stand by.
But these things are springing up all over America. These places that worship demons, that worship devils, that deal in evil spirits.
Fallen One, I am Satan. I am your god now. There is no escape. Now. Feel the delightful pain.
Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Leadeth me through green pastures and lies with me naked. He giveth me lots of drugs so I can get high for Satan.
And by the power of Satan, a flame shall go forth from his mouth, which shall burn you up and reduce you to nothing.
Sagam, would you let me do my job, please?
Come on, rub my nipples while I torture this little piggy.
Sagam, could I talk to you over here for a second?
God, please, won't die, no. Cause I never think you don't ever know. Battles don't play, die. Let the gang of the hungry. Burning, life burning. Not to me, for the mercy of God. Ancient pride, crying. An opulent ever son. Welcome to hell.
I'm not going to name any names here on the air, but in my booklet, Demons at Your Doorstep 2, I tell you they're listed. I don't hold back any punches. You need to know.
The demon forces of hell, greater than I've ever sensed.
About the way that Satan has infiltrated your life. The people that you deal with. I tell you, there are so many of these organizations. It's shocking. When you read these things, you're going to be jolted. Satan's on the rampage.
Remember, when you get to hell, don't expect to see me there, my friend. You'll be there alone. I will be there.
I believe that there's two powers, both God and the devil. And I think people have it backwards. The devil could be used for good also.
Yeah. There's a God and there's a devil, and we just got the wrong one in calling the shot?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. You listened to the show before?
Yes, sir. For a while now.
How long?
About 2 years.
2 years?
Yes.
You've listened to me 2 years and you still worship Lucifer?
Yes.
Well, you have to go down at the top of my list of all-time great failures. I don't mean you're a failure, I mean I'm a failure. Well, you're a failure too.
Why is that?
Danny. I've been exposing for years who Lucifer is and what he does, and you have heard over and over again who Christ is and what he does, and you still buy this ridiculous argument that Lucifer is really a nice guy?
Hey, little girl, beware of Satanists. They'll try to kidnap you and maybe even kill you.
You're obviously misinformed. Why teach the child slanderous myths?
Satanists perform rituals with lots of blood and animal sacrifices, too.
That's simply not true. We don't perform any rituals involving animals, unless you count fishing, which we don't. Back to the water for you, Mr. Gills.
Satanists will ask you for all your money.
And you won't?
They want to enslave decent people. We must destroy them and their kind.
Now that's religious persecution, and that's against the law. So long, hate monger. Remember, little girl, everyone's entitled to their beliefs.
You think Satan's here now?
Yes. I believe he is beginning his final terrible effort to overthrow God.
We will now see 3.5 years where the wrath of men mixed with the wrath of Satan is confronted by the terrible wrath and judgment of God. War will continue. Russia will invade Israel. Then a great leader will rise up and save Israel. He will appear to be slain. Then Satan will enter him and count it with his resurrection.
666.
Do you wish to renounce your faith in your God and receive your identification, either on the right hand or in the forehead, as set forth by Brother Christopher in Article 17A? If so, answer I do, and you will be returned to your rightful place in society.
Out. You're going to hell.
Simply, they need to wake up.
Stoners can be distinguished from traditional gangs by their indulgent philosophy of sex, drugs, and Satanism. Their primary goal is to rebel against authority and inflict pain on themselves and others. Criminal investigations reveal that stoners commit serious crimes against society. These delinquent devil worshippers reportedly commit homicide, child abuse, and animal mutilation. As Rod Halford says, they want to break the law.
Breaking the law, breaking the law. Breaking the law, breaking the law.
Those are the words of Judas Priest. Experts say stoners first emerged from white middle class Los Angeles 10 years ago. They were named for the rock group, the Rolling Stones, and the phrase referring to drugs, getting stoned. According to the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department, stoners make up a large percentage of students in Los Angeles schools. Dr. Lawrence Trossel, a social science professor and retired sergeant with the Los Angeles Police Department, says stoners derive their inverted moral system from the teachings of Satanist Aleister Crowley and Anton LaVey. They live by Crowley's declaration, do what you will. That's the whole of the law. They use heavy metal music to spread their subcultural message of immorality. Among their favorites is Motley Crue, a metal band that's glorified drugs and violence for a decade. An early album portrayed a pentagram as their logo. They maintain you ought to shout at the devil. According to Vince Neil and the members of the band, the devil is? Guess who? Parents, teachers, employers, anybody in authority.
Hellbent, hellbent for leather.
Satan, Satan, Satan.
Huh?
Satan,
persecution is a dangerous time.
But in my book, the demons at your doorstep too. I tell you, they're lit.
And if by the power of Satan, a flame shall go forth from his mouth, it shall burn you up and reduce you to nothing.
Just call me Lucifer, cause I'm in need of some restraint. So if you meet me, have some courtesy, have some sympathy, and some taste.
Blow those speakers out.
They're unreachable, aren't they? They don't really. Nothing shakes them. They're the kind that fill pews.
I'll leave you with the Stoker's disease. Blow those speakers out.
Like it or lump it, it's God's method. He had some bad kings in the Bible. People suffered.
I cannot believe that you guys cannot get a sound in this room.
He still worked through the kings. He had to find a good king before he could get the job done.
Blow those speakers out.
They were bad people.
Rank amateurs as a state fair. Can get better sound than you guys can get.
Lucifer and the power of the unholy Trinity, my brothers, Beelzebub and Leviathan, stay behind, spirits. Take these, the flesh of your earthbound servants, and rise. Rise.
by the words of pain.
Ha ha ha!
Radio.
Dairy!
Subversive music for dangerous times.
You ain't half as enraged as I am. You've had me enraged ever since I've been carrying your stupid station like a missionary institution.
Booth on Saturday promised tens of thousands of anti-abortion demonstrators that one day their life-saving message will have reached every American. Booth called abortion a human tragedy that so fundamentally contradicts the values we as Americans hold dear. Yeah, what does he know about being an American? I mean, did you read this? This, like, totally destroys me. What about the animals in labs that are having fucking chemicals poured in their eyes? Ah! I can't deal with this! American, what does he know? I swear, people are sleeping. Fuck, he's sleeping. He needs to wake up.
I've been teaching, I know what I've been teaching. If you're too stupid to know it, don't bother my line. My people know how to tell you to. You're gonna get some. You're gonna get some classic responses tonight. Blow those speakers out.
Guys are like really serious about demonology, and it's like they're trying to warn you. See, these guys knew. They wrote their own music. They got their lyrics from this thing called the Dark Book. That's like the Bible for demons. And here's the creepy part. This is their only album, and after they made it, they all died in a plane crash. And look at this.
The Demon Lord.
Terry, come on. Wait a minute. The lyrics in the album tell you how to summon the demons. Now, there's this certain time when these constellations are aligned when you can open the gate and let the old gods, those are the demons, come through.
Terry, but...
What?
Terry, this is a record album.
But, you see, there are these songs that tell you about the whole ritual for opening the gate. We did it. Here. Start by reading this aloud. You know what it means? Gods of darkness, breeders of chaos, come forth and take possession of this vile world.
The power of Christ compels you!
I'm gonna burn your soul!
The power of Christ compels you!
looking up at me, yes. Come with me and I'll give you desire. First, you've got to burn in fire.
So the satanic seed in rock and roll has culminated in a blatant obsession with the occult. Cryptic allusions to the devil and the music of blues artist Robert Johnson a generation ago have given place to an open worship of Satan and hell that comes complete with the symbols, liturgies, rituals, and messianic personalities that attend any religious order. No longer the stuff of small underground cults, millions of young people have been cocked in its evil sway.
The devil opened up his case and said,
I'll start this show.
Fire flew from his fingertips as he rosined up the bow. He dragged the bow across the strings and it made an evil hiss. Then a band of demons joined in and it sounded something like this.
Ha, ha, ha. Blow those speakers out.
I summon the creature of pain by the words of pain.
Ha, ha, ha.
By the force of earth, pillars of earth that support the sky. May these fantastic and them that desire the harmony. I evoke thee from thy resting place in the bowels of the earth. I summon thee in thy ears to hear the word that is never spoken except by thy father, the elder of all to no age.
Ha ha ha!
Continuing with Dio's invocation.
And a little white shape looked down at me. Said, heaven is where you ought to be. He said, come with me, cause I know just what to do. And I said, go away, I'll stay right here with you, adios!
Beginning with the symbols associated with satanic religion, there is none more foundational than the pentagram, the five-sided star that is central to occult ritual. Next to the desecrated cross, there is also no other symbol more common to the rock music industry.
It burns!
Motley Crue. Slayer.
Yeah,
Bebop Deluxe. Metal Fatigue.
Radio.
Venom.
Yeah.
Ebony Records. Sam Kinison, Suicidal Tendencies, The Plasmatics, Blackie Lawless's original group Sister, and AC/DC are just a few examples where the satanic symbol is used.
Subversive music for dangerous times.
I look at a list of 13 stations in front of me. I wonder in New York City right now and in Los Angeles, how many people in witchcraft, how many people in Satanism are listening?
The same future nestled somewhere in time. Unsuspecting victims, no warnings, no signs. Judgment may be the second coming arrives. Before you see the light in my parents' eyes. Forgotten children can form a new faith. The baby in love is controlled by hate. Never an instrument for your shattered sanity. Souls of damnation in their own reality. Chaos rampant. Your content daughters, promiscuous mothers, incestuous fathers, ingrate souls, condemned for eternity, sustained by the moral judgments of a domineering deity. Well.
straws, confrontations, impulsive savage.
Now for battle, I beg you send your dollars to Jesus now.